I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. The long fight over a dam project in northern Brazil is pretty much over. After a quarter century of plans and protests and construction and more protests, the Belo Monte Dam Complex, on a tributary of the Amazon River, will start generating power next month. It'll be the third largest hydroelectric project in the world. But even as the lakes behind the dams fill up, the protests, often led by women activists, have not stopped. As part of our Across Women's Lives coverage in Brazil this week, The World's Carolyn Beeler has our story.
25 years. That's how long Antonia Mello says she's been fighting against the Belo Monte Dam Complex on the Xingu River. Since then, the project has been canceled, restarted, and pared down. But even after construction finally began in 2011, Mello and her group Xingu Alive Forever didn't give up. This project is a project of destruction and death of the environment, she says. Forests have been cleared, a river has been rerouted, and people have been moved. Mello lives in the city of Altamira, just west of the three-dam Belo Monte complex. She and 2,000 neighbors used to live here, on the edge of the city, near the banks of the Xingu.
Aqui era a sala.
Mello points to a spot of red Amazon mud where her living room used to be. It's now part of a construction site. Where those plants are there, that's where my backyard was, she says. Her house was flattened last fall to make way for a park, one of the amenities the dam building company agreed to during its long, contentious licensing process. Mello is one of an estimated 30,000 people who've been displaced. Some of them have moved from flood-prone homes to sturdy new ones. But Mello refuses to see any good in the dam coming to town. I continue firmly against the hydroelectric complex of Belo Monte, she says. Mello's brash style of activism was bred during Brazil's military dictatorship in the 70s and 80s. But others have abandoned the no-compromise approach in favor of a more pragmatic one as the dam has become a reality. Mello drove with me down the Trans-Amazonian Highway from the city to meet one of them. A group of indigenous women and children are camped out in some buses that they've commandeered from the dam company. That's Bel Giruna, a young and more measured leader of the Moratu village. She says the workers' buses were taken as a bargaining chip. Giruna is no longer fighting the dam, but she is trying to win a smaller victory, get the company to keep its promises to indigenous communities. We wanted them to create income and projects so we can survive and keep our people where we are, she says. If not, we'll have to leave. They'd have to leave because they've always fished to survive, but the dams are changing all that. Lots of fish have died, Giruna says. This has been very difficult for us. The only profession here was fishing, and now that's impossible, Giruna says. She herself has found a job as a health worker, but others haven't been so fortunate. The company that's building the dam complex, Norte Energia, wouldn't talk for this report. It has made good on some of its promises, but it also has a history of unmet obligations. The Giruna people say they're still owed healthcare, educational facilities, and protections from encroachment on their land. In response to these concerns, regulators seem to be learning some lessons.
Eles nos trazem algumas percepções.
Rodrigo Erlis is with Brazil's environmental agency. He says it's not enough to look only at technical reports and studies in evaluating the impacts of projects like this. We need more local insight. Erlis says hydroelectric projects are much less aggressive now than they used to be, and there's more oversight. But he's clear that Brazil needs Belo Monte. Brazil is a country that depends a lot on hydroelectric energy, Erlis says. It's also a low-carbon energy source in a time when climate change threatens Brazil as much as anywhere. Antonia Mello says she's still fighting to stop Belo Monte, but she's also looking ahead, working with leaders fighting other dams. It's not just Belo Monte, Mello says. We continue our fight for this type of project to be canceled all over the planet. It's the same uncompromising attitude as 25 years ago, but the legacy of activism against Belo Monte may yet be felt in fewer and less damaging hydropower projects elsewhere. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler, Altamira, Brazil.